Thank you for tuning in to another episode of my podcast, Unusual Paradox Podcast. It's your girl Jessica, the host. Thank you so much. You can stream me on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Breaker, and
Stitcher.
So tonight we are going to do engagement number two, our second episode in our podcast. So of course I have Brian here with me. I mean, y'all know who Brian is, so I'll let him talk.
We've got a roaring fire, so I want to be very concise in my approach tonight. If anyone follows any of my projects, I'm Chubby Idris Elba on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and YouTube. Please follow us, make comments, and help make us better. This is a great opportunity that I really want to share my perspective and opinion because we have such an interesting topic. So I just want to thank you again for inviting me to this podcast. Unusual Podcast is such a great platform.
Unusual Paradox
Podcast. Here we go. So more or less, I'm just very thankful. Go ahead.
Thanks, babe.
Your show.
So last night we talked about and we kind of told everyone that we are more than likely going to be getting engaged before the end of the year.
I mean, we can definitely share with viewers the caveats and conduits to that, because I'm absolutely a fan of being engaged by the end of the year to someone who understands my needs and how to satisfy them, because I hope to grow a family.
Right. And so anyway, Brian's proposed to me before 100 million 50 times.
Is that right? 100 million 50 times. That's a real number. And that's got to be accurate, because that's not just something somebody throws out. It can't be. Okay, that's good. My self-esteem is pretty healthy. Continue.
Okay, so right now he has an amazing fire going. It's so pretty. Oh, my God. Okay, so anyway, so he's proposing.
Maybe you can share with them on social media where they can find this fire. Maybe they could find themselves on social media. They can enjoy this moment, and they can see it in a snapshot in time.
And so.
Is that on what platform?
I don't know, Ryan. Instagram. Okay. Unusual Paradox Podcast on my Instagram.
Do you have a Twitter?
I have Twitter. Unusual Paradox Podcast.
Okay, cool.
And so, yeah, our fire's cute and it's on there. It's not the same fire from last night, for those who follow me. I'm just saying.
It's a little bit better.
It's better, you know. No outfit twice, no fire twice, ho. You feel me?
Outfit twice is okay.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
You know, sometimes men, being visual creatures, you know, hunters, gatherers, killers, it's as simple as that.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so Brian proposed to me before, and right now, like we stated, on our podcast from last night, you know, it's been like 14 years and
it's been a long time.
Too long. And, it's not like we're just getting engaged because like, oh my God, you know, it's like Brian says, I put more effort into making it not work than making it work.
I don't know what our topic is tonight because you haven't announced it yet.
I did. So you're not listening.
I said that's fine.
The last night was engagement number one. That's yeah, what you
did.
You named it.
Sure. And then you said today's too.
So today.
My point is, you are someone that could be living a very different life if you chose, but you are comfortable and.
Well, earlier, I think the word you said not comfortable was dickhead.
I called you a dickhead?
You called me a dickhead.
I think you're a dickhead sometimes.
Okay. I don't disagree.
Yeah, because let's be honest. I've dated women for the last 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going to go on that one. And, over that last 20 years, I've learned that women are amazing, but a lot of women like yourself are misguided. Women are undereducated, and then some women are uninspired. I think you can find yourself in all three categories.
You crazy as a motherfucker. Oh my God. I know my parents will listen to this, but boy, you know I want to cuss you out. And they know I'm going to cuss you out. But okay, go ahead.
That was all I had to say.
Undereducated in what aspect?
I don't know. I addressed it fully. So if you want to run the tape back,
yeah,
run
the tape back.
Because I think you were so busy talking.
Bye. Because this about to get ignorant. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because, Brian.
That's a strategy.
Undereducated.
And that's who you are. And God bless you.
Shut up.
Because God and Jesus have been infusing me in all the things I do.
Hello, everyone, and happy New Year Eve. It's your girl, JJ, coming in with a special New Year Eve podcast. You can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Unusual Paradox Podcast, or subscribe to me here on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, and I believe that's it.
Stitcher's on there.
Stitcher. Tonight I have Brian, I'm a special guest. Say hi to the people.
Hi, people.
So tonight we're going to record about 2021, 2020, how the year's been. Changes that could have been made, things that were positive, negative, what you hope to see in 2021. How was your 2020, Brian?
Let me make sure I understand the topic. We're going to talk about everything that we experienced this year and everything that we want to experience next year, right?
Yes.
Okay. 2020 was a blessing. It was a really good year. I think that from the jump, the very beginning of the year, we had tragedy after what seemed to be indomitable tragedy. And I think when we as a nation became what? Were we polarized or were we unified when Black lives started to matter? What do you think?
Polarized.
So when we, the people, got in the same mind, I think that we felt change. We felt progression. And I think that we just moved light years ahead, truly, socially, as a country, with several movements.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for myself, and living in this time, I experienced significant growth personally as well, just experiences that I think left lasting impressions. And I think that there's a drive that comes from being in these times. Tough times don't last, tough people do. So I'm thankful that I got to not only experience this, but have opportunities where I felt like I was thriving in certain areas, growing in certain areas, and optimism. 2020 for me has been one of my most optimistic years. So much tragedy, starting with Kobe at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
The pandemic.
And I feel bad about the whole Kobe thing because Brian and I were actually on a cruise, and the day before Kobe passed, we were watching ESPN highlights, and I, out of my mouth, said, I do not care for Kobe Bryant. And the next day we got home and he passed away, and that actually like weighed heavy on me. I don't know why, but it really did. So now
I was a part of that experience. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's why it turned out tragic. And so I, even though I don't talk about people as it is, now I really don't, including celebrities. So I had to add that to my list because,
you know, that's real. Because somebody that you feel detached from and you feel safe saying those things about. I mean, how can any of us hurt Kobe Bryant?
Mm-hmm.
He's a billionaire basketball player. Who,
yeah, but
you know,
yeah, but it's not about him. You know, he'll never know how. It's about me.
Well, at the moment, yeah, this is before he passed. You couldn't have been remorseful with empty words at the time. The lesson was learned in for all of us about the fragility of life. How could Kobe Bryant be at risk? How could I survive and he not? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at what you said, you have a reflection, and I think that you have a better perspective for the comments you made, because knowing your heart, knowing that it's not in you to disparage or really be dark in any ways, you just, you know, were probably reflecting that as far as fandom, he wasn't someone that you followed with the same intensity. But I think we all became romanticized with Kobe. I think when he passed, we all kind of realized what we had.
Mm-hmm.
And
and hindsight's 20/20, and that's why you've got to watch, you know, what you say. Just
Personified as a champion.
I mean, you can even put that, like, with COVID, like, you know, how people were saying, you know, it wasn't real and just talking crazy and reckless. I mean, they still are now, but, you know, and then as it progressively got worse, you know, people were having to retract, you know, probably some of the things they said about it. But that, I mean, that's kind of how I compare, you know, what I said about Kobe to those same, I know my rights. COVID.
Mm-hmm. Trumpers.
Well, I don't believe all of them are Trumpers. I think there are people who don't support Trump who still felt that way about COVID as well.
Sure.
Don't throw everybody in one basket.
Well, to throw everybody in another basket, the basket I'm also upset with are people that don't believe in the vaccine. It's not a generalization, but there are people out there.
Oh, I know. And they're idiots.
Well,
oh, sorry.
Exactly.
I shouldn't have said that. What did I just say? Well, listen, I'm talking about a general group of people. I'm not talking about one specific person.
Generalizing people.
Yeah, we are going to generalize them. This. Like, dude, that's why, you know, the polio vaccine was, everybody like, oh, it got created too quickly. Do you know how quick the polio vaccine was created? No, you don't. So be quiet. Like, you know, the MMR vaccine, like all of that stuff is valid.
I think that vaccinations, it's just a real thing. We get flu vaccines, and all COVID is a newer flu. It's deadly, just like the flu's deadly.
Yes.
And it, unfortunately, we have to take extreme measures to protect communities, because this is communicable because people don't have a vaccine. Are you kidding me? How many people get the flu every year and there's been a flu vaccine for decades? We've been doing flu vaccines for a while now.
Right, but it's always been the prior year strand.
Well, the way that it was explained to me, I'm certainly not no expert, right?
Right.
But
I'm glad you caught that.
Mm-hmm. But the way that vaccination works, you get every flu up to that point for the most part. So COVID-19 is a 2019 flu. So now we're vaccinating specifically for this one and not the whole host of flus is where I think we're going to probably go wrong. But I don't know the process. Maybe it is taken care of with this.
Well, now they got a new strain.
Why would they just take care of the new one, not the old ones, would be a question I would ask myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is, again, where it covers them all. I don't know. Please, someone fact check me. You might have a better listenership. So if anyone can help me clarify those points, that would be great.
Don't nobody listen to this podcast.
But if someone were to fact check it, I'm more than confident in my statement.
I am more than confident in your statement as well.
Yeah. But yeah, 2020 was a mixed bag. I think there was so much opportunity to look and just see tragedy, and I chose to just experience, and I've had a lot of experiences in 2020. Certainly, like, I'm at a point where I'm looking for stability. I think that the idea of having a wife, someone that I would, you know, have in my life to grow and do with, would be optimal. But I see in practicality You know, there's just a lot. There's a lot of obligation in life. And I, you know, organize these things, prioritize these things. And I'm thankful that I'm selective because I want to get the most out of this life. 2020 showed me that.
Well, that's good. It's always good to experience things that make you see things in a different perspective and mm-hmm. make you change for the better.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. It's nice. But I've talked about my 2020. I'm prepared to talk about my 2021. But what was your 2020 like, Jess?
Glad you asked. Never thought you would. Okay, where should I start? Started off really well, coming off a horrible 2019. Mm. 2019 was horrible, my goodness. And so 2020 started off great, you know. I brought in the new year and, you know, I was in Mexico and then LA, you know, on a week's vacation. So I was really excited and optimistic about 2020. And then, you know, things quickly went downhill. Few weeks later, I went on a trip. We won't go to get into that, but the trip was horrible. And then I don't know, things just kind of kept getting worse, you know. Rona surfaced, mm-hmm. which I'm pretty sure you had it when we got off our cruise because you got sick. And I probably had it too, but didn't know. I probably was asymptomatic.
I don't know if you have any sponsors, but snitches get stitches.
And so, yeah, 2020 progressively got worse for me. Yeah, every month is just pretty bad. And then probably halfway through the summer, I don't know, things did start to go uphill. Just, I don't know, I just found myself a lot happier. And I've been that way since, just really in a good space mentally, you know, definitely a 180 from where I was in 2019. But, you know, even though it's been a lot of tragedy going on, especially with the whole, you know, Black Lives Matter movement over the summer, that was incredibly exhausting for me, like mentally draining. And outside of that, I don't know. The latter part of 2020 was pretty good. You know, we did have certain plans, but they kind of got
so
sidetracked.
I have questions.
Because
it seems like it was two halves. You had a first half. It was really down.
Yeah.
It really was.
It really was.
Yeah. That's so much strength to come out of that. That's resiliency. A lot of things. I know you probably credit that to something because there was something that you either changed or magnified in that period. So
yeah, it was something that I changed. And I forgot what I was gonna say.
I think you were talking about the upswing of 2020.
Oh yeah, so then, you know, did have a bit of an upswing. I don't know. My 2020 didn't end quite how I wanted to, but kind of so. I kind of feel like Christmas was horrible. Christmas was kind of, you could compare it to the whole Black Lives Matter thing that over the summer, like, we got set back like 20, 30, 40 years. Like, that's how I felt.
Wait a minute. You said Black Lives Matter set us back? Wow. Good analogy. we'll proceed. Cause
I do feel that way, but we can talk about that later.
Well, I'm glad that you had a little bit of an upswing. I think that as far as 2021, you probably have some goals that hopefully aren't reliant on you. because that seems kind of lonely otherwise. Hopefully you have some kind of dependency on someone else. Investing in other people can feel really good, you know, because they reward us.
Yeah. Hopefully
you can just relax and trust that you can rely on somebody.
Yeah, hopefully the person that I'm supposed to relax and depend on can follow through and not have an episode every few weeks.
Mm-hmm. You take care of your man, or?
Well, depends. Well, if I feel taken care of.
Right. And in 2021, you'll probably be...
Stop rolling your eyes at me.
You're probably right on schedule for everything that you want to produce. So, what are those things, JJ?
Now you want to be a dick.
I don't can't believe you cursed. Wow.
You what?
I can't believe you cursed. Such terse language.
Right, which Brian thinks I'm so conservative and so...
No. I like that you're conservative. And I think it's sexy that you are a woman that gets bashful and won't curse. How lucky can one guy get? But we're going to... 2021 goals.
My goals are, well, A, I'm finishing my MAC program. B, drive past the inauguration.
You really want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's Kamala, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I respect that. I think those are solid goals. That's the first month. What are you going to do for Valentine's Day? I have a huge affinity for Valentine's Day.
I know you do. And I don't even know why you're asking me that. I'm doing whatever you plan for us to do. Ooh, and it better be a trip.
Okay. We'll definitely talk about this in more detail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do.
Okay. I like it. That sounds good. So as far as... this first quarter of the year, you're getting some fun things knocked off. It sounds like JJ's finally getting a reward. That could be a really good space. I think that's a space that you could really thrive in. How long will you have a championship parade?
So, just to let y'all know, Brian only made that last comment because he feels like I'm, like, arrogant and I'm not humble. And I'm like, nit. Well, that's Russian for no. I speak four languages. How many do you speak?
Nit.
Nit is no in Russian. Da is yes.
Perestroika. Das vidanya.
I really don't speak four languages, y'all. I'm just kidding.
I'm sorry. That was mean. Sorry.
Shut. But what was I saying? Oh, you ask how long am I gonna have a big head?
Duh.
Okay. Probably the rest of my life. Why wouldn't I?
Okay, I like that too. I think that that's a sexiness, a confidence that a young man could really benefit from. That's a big-headed, confident woman.
Well, then stop complaining about.
Okay. Just let you be a boss, right?
I mean, I'm not. I mean.
Ooh.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. We've got the championship parade going until the Lakers win their next championship. What's going on around 4th of July in your world in 21?
4th of July.
Yeah, we're kind of cataloging all of your goals. And you said that, you know, you there are demands being made right now.
Yeah, you know what they are.
Well, good. I like that. I want to see you win, right?
Yep.
Because there is a blessing in God's reward. God answers prayers. And if there's things that we want, when they start to unravel, when they start to come to fruition, when they present themselves to us, when they come to, what do we do? And I think that you will have a, I don't know. I'm really excited for you to get to that and cross that threshold, because I just think that you have an appropriate temperament, maybe a true winner's mentality. Not all women know how to be in a winning position.
Thank you.
At the same time, you know, yeah.
Whatever. What goals do you have?
You know,
sorry, y'all. Brian got like 4 candles lit, and I have horrible allergies. Go ahead.
I think mine are mostly financially based and artistically based for 21. I have several projects artistically that I really want to put energy into and grow. And I think that the best reflection of this would be monetization. You know, I think 2020, I was able to bring in triple digits. I don't see anything wrong in 21 trying to go for the 4. That would make me more than happy if I go over the course of a year, and I can do that. And I think it's pretty realistic. We'll see.
Well, good luck. I hope you do, because, you know, I'm spoiled.
That sounds like a warning.
It ain't a warning. You act like you met me yesterday.
I know you're expensive. But are you worth it?
You know that I am.
I was going to say, I definitely think you are.
I know, I am. Well, I'm ending this recording. But thank you, Brian, for coming on my podcast.
It was fun.
And that was another great thing that came out of 2020. I started my own podcast, but, you know, obviously Brian helped me. And it's been fun. I've enjoyed my guests. I wasn't as active as I probably would have liked to have been. You know, I was just busy doing nothing all year. So I hope for 2021 to really focus more on my podcast, you know, I have a lot of people who I've reached out to that said they would come on. I just never set anything up. So I do want to get more involved with my own podcast and record more episodes, put out more episodes. But, you know, I'm lazy. Some work on that.
Definitely want to give it a listen when it comes out. Keep doing your thing.
Thank you. All right, y'all. We're signing out. It's almost 10:30 here. And yeah, we're going to try and stay up till midnight. We'll see if we make it.
We'll make it.
We're going to try. So happy New Year, everyone. And stay safe, stay blessed, and hopefully 2021 pans out to be a better year for everyone. Brian?